Joshua. Chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, for Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he was given Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh according to their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Israel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Heper, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh the son of Joseph according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Heper, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the leaders, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore according to the commandment of the Lord he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father." And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmetheth, that lies east of Shechem, and the border went along on the south to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. Now Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the border descended to the brook Kana, south of the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh also was on the north side of the brook, and the end of it was at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border, and they joined together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Bethshean and its villages, and Niblaim and its villages, and the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, and the inhabitants of Ender and its villages, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its villages, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, even 3 regions. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would persist to dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel grew strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke unto Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing we are a great people, since the Lord has blessed us until now?" And Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then get up to the forest country, and clear ground for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you." But the children of Joseph said, "The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and its villages, and they who are in the valley of Yisrael." And Joshua spoke unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people, and have great power, you shall not have one lot only. But the mountain country shall be yours, for it is a forest, and you shall cut it down, and all the borders of it shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they are strong."